Sitka voters rejected a pair of ballot propositions that would have improved city roads at a cost of a 0.5% sales tax increase. Reporting in Sitka, this is Robert Woolsey. At least 130 absentee ballots remain to be counted, which could affect the outcome of Prop 1. The $7 million general obligation bond for road repair failed by only 23 votes. Prop 2, a companion measure raising the sales tax by 0.5% year-round, failed by a much larger margin of 116 votes and likely will be unaffected by absentee counting. Since both props had to pass in order for either to take effect, this probably spells the end of taxpayer-financed multi-million dollar road repair in Sitka for the time being. Mayor Scott McAdams was at Harrigan Centennial Hall to watch the numbers come in.
There's a lot of potholes in the roads here. We'll continue to advocate, lobby, and look where we can within the status quo to meet the infrastructure needs that we have in the community.
The city budget for road repair is about $300,000. With uncontested races for both the assembly and the school board, turnout was a fraction of some recent elections. At precinct number 1 in Harrigan Centennial Hall, 324 ballots had been cast by closing time at 8 p.m., about a quarter of the number who voted in the 2004 presidential election, and just over half of the number who voted in the 2008 municipal election. Sitka's three other precincts had similar results. Resident Clint Daniels said he turned out to oppose a tax hike.
Well, with the downturn on the economy, I would think that finding ways to boost our local economy would be a big plus, but not taxing the local folks here.
Voters returned Cheryl Westover to another three-year term on the Sitka Assembly. Former Port Alexander Council member Mim McConnell also won an uncontested three-year term in her first bid for a seat in Sitka's government. The two school board incumbents, Tom Conley and Cass Pook, were returned to that panel. For Coast Alaska News in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.